We Have Concerns is made possible entirely through donations from listeners like you. A little can go a long way. Visit patreon.com/wehaveconcerns to lend your support.
Look at that. That's just going to be my inspiration. I want to print that and put that on my wall. That's amazing.
I can't believe how into Lenny Kravitz's scarf you are.
Why are you not tickled by that?
I mean, it's funny. It's weird that he's doing it, but I don't know.
Why do you not want to do an entire episode about Lenny Kravitz's ginormous scarf?
Hey, man, I'll call your bluff on that if you want me to.
That is glorious. It is glorious.
Is it?
I believe that it is, yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So you're saying that you think that that scarf is stupid?
I'm saying that it is.
So like if somebody got you that scarf.
Oh, I want it. I would wear it. I will wear that scarf. Anytime you can wear something that looks like it was Photoshopped, yeah, but is real.
It looks like he's wearing an entire carpet around his
it's
neck.
It's amazing.
It looks like he's wearing an ornate rug from a ballroom around his neck.
Oh,
it's
God.
It's twice his body mass.
It really is. Like, how does he even walk with that on?
I don't know, because he's Lenny fucking Kravitz.
He's Lenny fucking Kravitz.
His cool keeps him up. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
I'm sad that we're not doing an entire episode about Lenny Kravitz's
scarf.
I will
call your bluff on that. I swear I will. No, I'm not going to do that, because we had a story sent in to us to wehaveconcernshow@gmail.com by David O'Connor.
David O'Connor sent us this because he knows how much we love talking about running. And how much you love running in particular.
Running is bullshit. Running is the bullshit fisherman.
And yet you do it.
I do it every day. Do you know why? Because
it's
sometimes
great.
Things suck.
Good.
But you gotta do them because they're the best way to do something. There's no more people. I talked about hating running yesterday on Twitter, and a bunch of people were like, well, then why do you do it if you don't like it? And I was like, dude, you don't get it. If there was a more efficient way to do what running does, I would fucking do it. Because running is unpleasantness from start to finish.
Well, this is exactly what I wanted to bring up, and exactly what David wanted to bring up by bringing this article to us, because there has been a lot of speculation among the scientific community about whether putting a little hamster wheel or a little mouse wheel inside a cage is actually kind of effed up, is kind of torture, because if you look at bears, for example, who are in captivity, they will pace.
Who are given tiny wheels.
Right. Little
they
bear wheels.
They can't even fit into them.
Oh.
It's like, as inhumane as it is to trap hamsters somewhere with a wheel, it's even more inhumane to trap a bear somewhere with a hamster wheel and be like, get your exercise,
try
dick.
To put a toe in there.
But bears do deserve it.
You hate bears even more than running. So bears in captivity will pace back and forth out of anxiety and stress. And it's behavior that's like, oh, look how much fun that bear is having inside his cage. No. He's unhappy. So there was some speculation that perhaps mice jumping on a mouse wheel, is actually them working out stress and not a source of joy, which would support your position.
Yes.
So in order to test this theory, scientists stuck a mouse wheel outdoors in the middle of this forest where mice hang out.
Just one wheel.
Just a wheel out in the middle of nowhere.
Just one tiny wheel in an entire forest. And they were like, God, I hope these mice find this wheel.
Yep. And they put a bunch of cameras with motion sensors that would only turn on if the wheel started moving. And they recorded it over a long period of time. And guess what? Mice dug it. They would go to the wheel. They would go to the wheel in droves. They would get on the wheel. And they would spend anywhere from 1 to 18 minutes running on the wheel.
Okay. So you are immediately going to make this sound like running is fun and running should be fun.
Running is so fun. Mice love it. I love it. You can't just say it sucks because people love it and mice love it.
It sucks. So here's the thing. My dog loves running. A lot of animals love running. Running is built into animal happiness. That's fine. I'm smarter than dumb animals. And I understand that running is painful and terrible. Because I'm an intelligent human being. I'm at the top of the fucking food chain, and at the top of the fucking food chain, we understand that running is bullshit. Period. Although this does make me feel a lot better about keeping pet mice and rodents.
Well, those 14 mice that you've got with one wheel, maybe you should get more wheels than...
They're good on one wheel.
They're good on one wheel?
They're good on one wheel. If they can't learn to share the wheel, there are 24 hours in a day, there are 14 mice, there's one wheel. They can obviously work this out.
Well, they have formed several committees, mouse committees, just trying to structure out the time.
I think those mice committees, though, I think they're each looking at the leader of each mouse committee is really just looking out for his own interests. I don't think that mouse is leading those other mice in a beneficial way.
Are you saying that there's some malfeasance in the mouse wheel structural committee?
From what it looks like, from my observations, yes. It feels like the two tiny mice that got elected to the different communities.
Uh-huh.
Are really more in it for themselves. Like, well, they get more cleaner cedar chips and stuff, and like other mice seem to bring them more pellets.
It's unfortunate that they can't seem to work together being on two sides of the same cage.
What's really interesting, though, is that the two of them wind up spending like 5 hours each on the wheel.
Yeah, and nobody else gets the wheel.
It's really Orwellian. I think I should have just gotten a lizard. Like, in all honesty. Because this shit's stressing me out.
Well,
went and ran on a giant wheel about it the other day.
just to work out your stress.
Yeah, my fiance was like, hey, why don't we let the mice onto this giant wheel? And I was like, fuck you, that one's mine.
You're like, how come you bought this bear-sized wheel?
I like to take it by the zoo. I like to put it in the flatbed of my truck and take it by the zoo and just be like, hey, bears. Just slowly. My horn that plays deep in the heart of Texas. The bears know it. And I just show them. I'm like, man, you could fit on this wheel. Your life sucks. Gotta go. Bears look at me like, what are you doing with that wheel? And I'm like, absolutely nothing. Isn't that the worst? Doesn't that make me the
pacing
worst?
Back pacing forth, back and freaking forth. Freaking out. Don't look at him, Harvey. Just don't look at him.
No, that fucking guy drives by every day with that wheel.
I'm serious, man. You don't give him the pleasure. Give him the satisfaction.
Dude, he's got a raw salmon in his mouth today. Sup, bears? I'm a vegetarian. I'm just holding this in my mouth. I'm not even going to eat it. I'm going to spit it out.
I swear, you'll just be much happier if you just stop pacing and you just sit down in the corner. I swear.
There's going nuts in here.
I know.
What's my pedometer at?
47,000 steps.
Well, at least I'm staying healthy.
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
You've lost a lot of that bear weight.
Which is actually, according to the zookeeper, very counterintuitive because I won't be able to hibernate properly. And then I'll need that wheel even more to keep myself busy.
That's really ironic.
I'm losing fur in patches.
Should we just eat that zookeeper?
Yes.
He looks delicious.
That's the best idea you've had all day. Hey, I'm taking the zookeeper out to lunch. He's not coming back, suckers.
God damn it. He's always one step ahead of us. So the other funny thing about this study.
Yeah.
So mice on the wheel accounted for 88% of wheel activities during their study.
What were the other? Wait. Did they get sexy on the wheel?
No.
Are you saying that the mice got sexy on the wheel? What happened with that other 12%?
The other 12% isn't mice.
0G sex.
Yeah.
No, it's 6G sex because it's like the gravitron.
Oh, that's
for
even
mice.
You can speed up that wheel, hop on, and let nature do
its... Have you ever wanted to have sex on the gravitron?
With...
Have you thought about that?
I would throw up.
Do you know?
But that's normally what I do during sex, so it's no big difference.
Yeah, I'm actually fine on the gravitron. I just can't handle the act of copulation.
I feel like sex on the gravitron is you got to time it just right,
or
you got problems.
Because it could go like depending on your position, stuff could go flying.
Oh, you don't want that.
There's some like somebody's got to clean that.
Also, if you finish early,
and
you're still being pressed into one another via gravitron, it's kind of awkward. It's like
if you finish early on the gravitron, that means that you can climax halfway through. Come on, feel the noise. Because that's the only thing that ever gets played on the gravitron is like weird 80s rock.
Well, if I'm a girl rocking my boy, then probably I will finish early.
Yeah.
I think that moment would be really awkward if you're still being pressed together and you're just like, you know, I'm good. I just can't move from this spot.
There's no sneaking out afterwards.
No.
There's no going anywhere afterwards. You're trapped. If you're looking to ghost after that.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't think anybody who has sex on the gravitron is looking to ghost. Because
well, if you've had sex...
You have to, like, plan sex on the gravitron, you know? This is not, like, a hit it and quit it situation.
Well, it might be if you're actually having sex with the carny.
Yeah.
Because
like
Then you're, you know, you just kind of want to have the experience and get out of there as quickly as possible.
Do you think the gravitron operator has had sex on the gravitron?
I don't understand any other reason to be a gravitron operator.
Just the power.
The pure adrenaline rush
just
of pushing
the power,
that button.
Just knowing that you're pinning people to the wall and they can't do anything about it.
I think you got to experiment, right? If you're that guy and you have the keys to the gravitron at all hours,
yeah.
How do you not give it a spin?
That's your one. That's your dad joke.
It was worth it.
Was it?
It was worth it.
Was it?
Yeah, that was a good one.
I'm going to step outside myself here, and I normally don't rate your dad jokes because I don't like to encourage you in any way, but that was one of the shittier ones.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was fantastic.
That was lazy. That was a real lazy one.
On a scale of...
Nope.
Going there.
On a scale of one, that's your one, and we're moving on. So these mice were 88% of it is normal mouse activity, but what else is going on this wheel?
Frogs. So frogs would jump on the wheel.
Yeah.
Jump off the wheel immediately, going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, jump back on the wheel.
That's not weird. Frogs are dumb.
Frogs.
Now wait, now frogs, because of the hopping and the size of the wheel, are the frogs hopping on the outer edge of the wheel?
They don't specify, but I would guess that in order for it to be part of the data of this study, it has to be inner wheel. Only inner wheel data gets through to this study is my guess.
Yeah.
You don't want outer wheel data ruining, throwing the curve off.
The wheel is spinning no matter what.
Well, yes, but...
Wheel data is wheel data. Wheels only do one thing, bro.
I know the... physical properties of a wheel.
Do you?
I do. Okay. But I feel like in order for this to be even enterable into the study, it has to be inner wheel only. You got to set some parameters.
Dude, they're counting frogs. Obviously, this study has like a lot of room for different eventualities. What are the frogs? So the frogs hate it. Then
aren't sure that they hate it.
Yeah.
Gotta, maybe I'll check it back out.
No, I'm a lot like those frogs. I'll try something 5 or 6 times just to be sure that I fucking hate it as much as I think I do. Have you ever done that?
You're
I feel like I really hated that. Should we do it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, definitely. Or the, oh my God, that tasted terrible. Wait, did it? I do that a lot,
like
too.
Like those baby lemon videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. So what this basically means then is animals like fun.
Yeah. And running is fun. Ergo, running is fun.
No. They're too dumb to know that they can do anything else. So like running, they know that like they're either running or hiding, right? That's what animals are doing. Animals are either running or they're hiding in fear. When those are your two choices, what's the more fun one? Running. That's all they've got.
Well, they did.
Give them a wheel, and now it's like fun running. Now that we've gotten them used to toys, come back with like a miniature swing set. See if they like.
They just like.
Yeah. Give them a little croquet set.
What you're saying is there should be a tiny couch and television that they bring out there too to see if maybe lazy is fun too.
Lazy is super fun. Give them like a little tiny dish of pad thai and like some video games.
Maybe a tiny little bong.
Like a tiny bong. I don't know. I'm just spitballing. See how often they run after that.
It's weird how a large percentage of the mice that used to get on the mice wheel and run are ignoring the mice wheel and eating all of the Thai food and just watching Stuart Little over and over.
Do you know what's funny is some of the mice were not into it until I showed them that if you go to Hulu, Star Trek The Next Generation is in HD instead of SD. And then all the mice left the wheel because they were like, shit, this looks so good.
It looks way better in HD.
Yeah,
you would be shocked.
But no, I've always thought this, right? I've always thought that we don't give animals enough credit all the way down. Because you think about a frog, you think about a mouse. Like, we've talked about this before. Those are dumbass animals. I'm a vegetarian. I'm an animal rights guy. I had a pet hamster when I was a kid, and I let that fucker go. Because it was dumb and mean. And I just like,
go free. You give it its freedom?
Yeah, I was like, go free then, asshole, if you're going to keep biting me.
Well, maybe...
A hawk just flew right down the moment I let him out. I know it. I was just like, go free! Ha!
Yeah! And his last thought as he was being eaten to death by that hawk was of the wheel that he'd no longer ever be able to run on. The one joy in his life.
Everything, and all he did was bite me. So I think that rodents are pretty dumb and mean, or they can be. But even I have to, like, even knowing that, I've always felt like, animals like to play. Animals like to have fun. Animals like to be social. It's just a core thing for every living being, all the way down.
Well, the one bit of data at the end of this article that kind of might support your position is that the scientist was forced to admit that while this definitely happened and they have data on this, what they don't know it might have been self-selective in the sense that only the mice that were predisposed to get joy out of running even tried it. And there could have been like lazy mice making fun of them over in the corner.
It was just douchebag runner mice. it was just like, on your left. It was those mice. On your left, like, bro.
Oh, sweet, treadmill, let's hop on.
Brock mice.
Yeah, it might have been. And it might have been.
It was just a bunch of fucking Brock mice that were just like, yo, dog, you doing that 10K fun run? You doing that fun run? I'm gonna train for that half marathon.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna do the fun run, man. I've got a busy life, and I just wanna, you know, enjoy my cedar chips.
Dog, let me tell you something. Nothing feels better than finishing up like 45 minutes on the wheel.
Yeah.
And then eating some cheese. You think cheese tastes good now?
It does taste good now.
Get on that wheel, dog.
You said the same thing.
Live that wheel life.
You said the same thing about the electrocution switch, man. You said it would taste so much better if I flipped the electrocution switch every time I wanted cheese.
Yeah, man.
And I don't.
You get that rush. They give you that food pellet. They give you that rush first.
You know, just enjoying food without any of that stuff is equally good. And I don't.
Listen, some of us are planning, by the way, if you're into this.
Yeah.
Next time they try to transfer us to another cage,
uh-huh,
we're going to jump off a lab table. I built a tiny parachute for every one of us.
You did?
Yeah, we're going to go base jumping.
Oh man, that sounds really terrifying and a little risky.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna just hit the maze. I'm just gonna hit the maze. I think I kinda got it figured out, and I might finally get to the cheese at the end.
Bro, you know what you do in that maze?
Yeah.
You know what you do in that maze? You jog that maze.
Oh. Yeah. I get winded.
Get that heart rate up.
I get winded pretty easy, and you know, if I just stop halfway, they usually give me some cheese anyway. So I'm good. I'm pretty good.
Oh, wait, hold on. The electrocuting keyboard is back.
Oh, God.
I gotta go, bro. Come to the fun run. Promise you'll come. Promise you'll think about it.
I'll think about it.
Promise you'll think.
Oh, God.
Woo! And you know what? Both mice have equally valid opinions because, once again, the only thing they have to do is run and hide.
That's true.
So literally everything we hand them is better.
That's true.
And that's why they think running is fun.
Some of them,
the dumber ones.
I think this does reinforce my position, however, that running at a base level, at a pure physical level, can be fun. Sure, it's discomforting at some points, but...
Like from start to finish?
Yeah, mostly from the start to the end. Yeah. But in there somewhere, uh-huh, you generate a euphoric feeling,
yeah,
mostly when it's over. But... Yep. When it's over, it feels so good, uh-huh, and you're glad you have done it.
So, shortcut. Just don't run.
Uh-huh.
Have a positive mental attitude. Skip the middleman.
I think that there is the good suck. There is the thing that sucks that makes having done it and not doing it anymore feel great.
Feel better than not having ever done it. And every time that is the truth, it is because we have not figured out a way around it yet. And once we do... Those things will go away. Once science finally figures out a way for us to be in shape all the time without any work,
but I think
we will never run again.
I just don't think that not having the work is going to ever feel as good. Work actually makes stuff feel good. Earning it. I honestly believe that. I'm not just being Pollyanna. I do honestly believe that. That work, getting something for free, for nothing, is never as satisfying.
What are you, from the old country?
What, right.
Are you, like,
also,
1920s?
An apple a day will keep the dentist away.
Yeah.
And if you drink some zinc, you'll never have another.
No, man. It's the future's going to be all sex on the Gravitron, and it's going to be great. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. I don't know. Do you guys think that running is fun? Do you guys think that mice find running fun? Or did we find some douchebag mice?
It's a good question.
It's a great question, I think. You can let us know on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
And I'm at Jeff Cannata.
Thanks to David O'Connor for sending this in. You can send in a story as well. wehaveconcernshow@gmail.com. And hey, why don't you rate the show?
Yeah, give us a good old rating over there on the iTunes or the Stitcher. Or also check out our Patreon at patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.